I have to say I haven't counted them all up myself, Peter, but 2,961 points for Gloucester. Does that sound right to you?
It's about right, yeah. Yeah.
Very impressive. Yeah. Yes. Do you remember any in particular?
I remember the one coming off the crossbar against Moseley that night. Bouncing back, not bouncing over. I remember one bouncing on the crossbar. I think it was Abitillary we played. That was in a comeback game when Fordy did the final. That bounced on the crossbar twice and went over because it had a following wind. And some of the... I mean, I remember the kick at Twickenham like it was yesterday in the final when we beat Leicester in that very open final, 6-3. That was a wonderful kick. That was, you know, I hit that solidly and that flew. You know, you could always tell when it was going to go. And I remember some of the times when Gosforth came to Gloucester in the quarter final, semi final of the cup, and you know they were the very good cup side in those days, Malcolm Young and whatnot. Yeah. And then I remember going to Gosforth and losing 3-0, and I swear blind that I kicked 4 goals that day. But they went so high over the post, the linesman couldn't see where they were. Seriously. It's like Ludo. When Ludo had the post height and Dick Gloucester, and Saint-André had them heightened for him, same thing. These were low posts at Gosford, and that's what happened. And the referee, Quittington, that day, I'll tell you what, he had some jip, I'll tell you, from the Gloucester supporters. But, no, I mean, you know, the games when I played on international duty across in Australia, you know, They were great games. I didn't quite make that grade, I don't think, you know, in real terms. I think I needed just a little bit more, perhaps, high-level coaching to get into that. I don't know. But I did the thing, you know. I also went to Parc des Princes afterwards, the year after with Chris Williams, and played in that game over there. We lost that as well. But the French at home were difficult anyway, so... But again, Chris and I had a great night on the Champs-Élysées. Absolutely wonderful night. So, us with Kenny Plummer from Cornwall, who played... Kenny played on the wing for Bristol, but he played in the side as well. And we had a great night that night. Great night.
Yeah. But you came up against a good French side that
day. We did. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we stood there, and I always remember the team talk from Tony Neary from Sale. He was captain of England that day. And his team talk was, "Well, lads," he said, "you're an international joke." That was his team talk. And I'm sort of stood there and like, what's he on about? What did he say? And that was the team talk. So we didn't go onto the pitch in a very fine fettle, really. But we had a good side that day. Berto played well. He played well against Cholli, the punchy French prop. But, I mean, if you look at their back row, they have Bastien in the back row. I mean, this guy was a mountain. I mean, he wouldn't have got through that hole there, did he? But he said, on the ceiling. He was an absolute mountain, this man. And he came running at me a couple of times. I didn't know where to put myself. But he was amazing. But it was just great to be there. I mean, they had Romeu at outside half. And he was great. He was a great goal kicker, this guy. Good tactician. Yeah. They had their fullback was Jean-Michel Aguirre, another good French fullback, good runner, not a good kicker, but a good runner with the ball. It was notable, really, those in that day, for the performance of some of the French guys. I think, you know, they were outstanding. I think good side.
Yeah,
but I still managed some points on the day, and, you know, conversion and penalty, so I did me a bit.
Yeah, well, those two internationals you played. I mean, both of the games, of course, there were two Gloucester players alongside you. They changed in. Mike Burton was in both, but Peter Kingston out in Australia and Chris Williams in Paris, they're two players who, like yourself, could surely have played quite a lot more for England than they did.
Yeah, Kingston played seven times, I think, in the end. He was the mercurial Peter Kingston. That was the only way you could explain it, really. A very long stride on him, little guy, very long stride. And when he came at the back of the scrum, from the back of the scrum, you didn't know where he was going to go. He'd go on a loop, he'd dummy, and he'd be gone, you know. Very good player. And Williams, really, he had so much talent, that guy. Not a very good kicker of the ball, but so strong. And I said earlier, Brian Vine from Lydney used to love playing outside him because he'd always break the tackle and offload. And Vine would be in good space then. So that was his favourite. I loved playing with Williams. games. You know, he was really, you know, a strong guy, and you know the offload was there, and so it made him look really good, you know, in those days. But now Williams was a fine player, and I think if he had really put his mind to it, he could have had 10 or 15 caps, I think, quite easily for England. Very strong boy.
At the time, was it thought to be a problem getting selection for England when you were playing for Gloucester?
Oh yeah, we weren't fashionable at all. Arthur helped quite a lot, mind you. Arthur Russell. Arthur and I used to work at ABM Chemicals on the Bristol Road there, near the Avenue Hotel. And Arthur and I used to have F&P three times a week, faggots and peas. Arthur was the master of the short term, you know, F&P. And we used to go in there, have a glass of shandy and faggots and peas, and talk about the game, and you know, he'd talk about, you know, what the expectation was. He was really into it, you know, Arthur. And that's where Arthur died, in fact. He had a heart attack and fell off his bar stool there. Yeah. And that was after, I think, we'd beaten Aberavon 12-9, really cold night at King's Home, you know. Alan Martin, that big second row from Aberavon, was kicking goals. And he had a right boot on him, mind you. He did. And he kicked straight on, even quite late on. And he kicked three penalties. I kicked four. So it was 12-9 to us. And Arthur came back, and having done all his work reporting the game, came back, sat on the bar stool in the Avenue. Psh, heart attack, fell off. But I don't think he'd wanted to be anywhere else than that, you know, amongst his friends. And it was a shame, really. But he was a great guy. A great guy for the Gloucester, the local people, you know. Mm. And he reported the rugby very well. And he got us, really, the Burtons, the Watkins, the Butler, the Chris Williams, the Peter Kingston. He got us into the headlines in the Nationals, you know. And that was how we, you know, they knew we were there, really.
Yeah.
So they had to come and watch us in those terms, really. So that's why we got the selectors down to watch us, I think.
Yeah.